13, and now we come to a rundown of the sport. And we'll start with cricket. Abbott's drawn closer to impending doom. Stoke Gabriel did themselves a favour when they defeated Abbott's Kurzweil by 50 runs in the B division. It was a win Stoke needed to put some distance between themselves at the wrong end of the table, which is now 19 points behind them. For Abbott's, now 37 points adrift at the bottom, it was another defeat closer to a second successive relegation. Stoke bat a long way down the order, which was demonstrated by a 45-over total of 286 for 7. Bovey maintaining top three challenge. Bovey Tracy remain on course for a top four finish in the DCL A division following a 29-run win over visiting Kilmington. Meanwhile, Ipplepen enhanced their survival chances in the B division with a 3-wicket win in the basement tussle against Bovey Tracy's second 11. Ipplepen knocked off the runs with 5 overs to spare, have a change of twists and turns, having got to 93 for 1 with runs from Marcus Gaddy 30, Morgan Penrees 18 and Aidan Phillips. Penn showed 102 for 4. Dan Green did the damage. And T&S are pushed every step of the way. Tynmouth and Sheldon were pushed every step of the way by Kingsbridge before coming away with a 2-run win in C Division West. After Ross Jameson, 34, and Harrison Linnett, 23, got Tynmouth and Sheldon away to a 60-run start, skipper Todd Bowman made a rapid 90 towards a final tally of 235 all out. Now we're going to have a look at football. Marshall's men off to a winning start. South West Peninsula League, Newton Abbott Spurs 2, Oakhampton Argyle 0. Connor Marshall's tenure at the Newton Abbott Spurs first 11 manager got off to a successful start with a 2-0 win over Oakhampton Argyle. Spurs won this fixture home and away last season, and they continued that trend at the Rec on the evening of Friday, August the 1st. And Spurs won't return to the field until Saturday the 16th, when they visit Crediton United. Buckland's late and great cup clincher. Buckland Athletic's winning start to the new season continued with help from some very late drama. Matt Cusack's men headed for Blaise Park, the home of St Blaise, to contest an FA Cup preliminary round clash. The host remained a goal to the good in the half-time break and well beyond, with Buckland finally finding parity in the 65th minute. The preliminary round of the Cup beacons next, and Buckland will visit Exmouth Town on Saturday, August the 16th. They were originally scheduled to hold Nailsea and Tickenham in the league on that day, but that one has been rearranged for Saturday, December the 16th. Buckland return to league action this weekend as they welcome Wilmington AFC to Homer's Heath. Cleverley blames loss on defensive frailties. Tom Cleverley, newly appointed head coach of Plymouth Argyle, pointed to a lack of defensive conviction as the key factor behind his side's 3-1 defeat to Barnsley on the opening day of the Sky Bet League One season. In his first competitive match at the helm, Cleverley admitted his team showed promise in attack but were ultimately undone by defensive lapses that allowed the visitors to take the control and leave Home Park with only 3 points. And I had a little quick look at rugby union. Baxter's side face testing opener in Prem Cup. Exeter Chiefs will kick off their 25-26 Premiership Rugby Cup campaign with a testing trip to rivals Gloucester. Rob Baxter's side, who were beaten in last season's final by Bath at Sandy Park, will head to Kingsholm to tackle the Cherry and Whites on Friday, September the 12th at 7:30. And finally, we'll just have a look at running. Packed field contest Trotters Totnes 10K. Teambridge Trotters turned up in force for the South Devon Athletic Club Velo Park team relays in Paignton, with each team of four running 120-metre legs, 3K per person. And the Teambridge Trotters staged their annual Totnes 10K and 1 mile fun run on Sunday, August the 3rd, managed by race directors Rod and Lucy Payne. And that concludes the sport for this week.